Unit 11. Listening. Activity 3. You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For each question, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. Question 1. On the radio, you hear a man talking about extreme sports.
Some people are risk takers and enjoy taking unnecessary and sometimes stupid risks, while others are risk averse and avoid taking the smallest risk at all costs. As someone who gets a thrill out of extreme mountain biking, I'm definitely a risk taker. A lot of people find that quite hard to understand and wonder how I can enjoy something that they think's frightening and dangerous. But so long as people take safety seriously, I think everyone needs to be more adventurous. I feel quite strongly that using all your skill and strength to push yourself to the limit gives you the greatest sense of being alive. There's nothing quite like it.
Question 2. You hear a man and a woman talking at a party.
Emma, what are you doing outside by yourself? Aren't you enjoying the party?
Not really. Parties aren't my thing. And it's so hot and crowded in there.
I know what you mean. But it's nice to meet new people.
I never know what to say. And also, it's almost impossible to have a conversation when the music's so loud. And if you're not into dancing, there's not much point. I think I'll make my excuses and head home soon.
I don't think I'll stay much longer either. I've got an early start in the morning.
Question 3. You overhear two friends discussing learning Mandarin.
Have you enjoyed this Mandarin course so far, Becky?
Yes, it's been really good. I was never any good at languages at school, so I surprised myself. The biggest challenge has been learning the sounds, and the intonation is so different from English, but I knew that already.
Definitely. Other stuff I thought would be really hard has actually been quite straightforward. I mean, the verbs are simpler than English, and there aren't any articles to worry about.
Right. I think it's good that we've focused on speaking and haven't bothered with writing yet.
Yeah, that might not be as bad as we think either.
Question 4. You hear a man talking to a student.
Now, you said last time you liked the idea of doing a journalism course after you graduate, but you weren't sure whether you should get some experience first. I'd say that even with a degree in zoology, it's not that easy to get a job with a conservation magazine. So, what about getting a job volunteering for a conservation charity? There are some really interesting and worthwhile things you could do, like working with endangered species in Borneo. I've got a list of organisations I could put you in touch with. You could start writing a blog while you're there. Then you'd have some evidence that you're serious about a career in journalism.
Question 5. You hear two friends talking about rugby.
It annoys me that a lot of people are so negative about rugby. I don't think there are any more injuries than in lots of other sports. Skiing, for example.
Or horse riding. I think that's probably the most dangerous.
I wonder. It might be interesting to find out.
But it's a great game. I prefer watching it to any other sport. And I'm so glad I had the opportunity to play at school. Not many girls did at that time.
To me, it just seemed an organised form of fighting. It's funny, I used to dread playing it at school, but I'm completely hooked now. I never miss a game on TV.
Question 6. You overhear a woman talking to a friend about her new job.
So, how are you getting on with your new boss?
Fine. She's actually given me a lot of responsibility already, which is good. But the scary thing is, she just expects me to get on with things, like I should already know what to do. And I don't like to keep bothering her with questions, because she's so busy. Her management style is quite laid back. She doesn't try and motivate you all the time or tell you what to do. So it's challenging, but better that than the other way round. In my last job, I always felt my boss didn't trust me enough to let me do anything without constant supervision. I felt she was always looking over my shoulder.
Question 7. You hear a man telling a friend about travelling alone.
How do you feel about travelling alone? I'm not sure I'd like it.
Oh, it's fine most of the time. I like the fact that you don't have to make compromises about where to go or what to eat. You've got a lot more freedom. The only thing is that when you get home, you haven't got anyone to talk to about the trip. And it's nice to have someone to remember things with.
What about if you're feeling ill or when things go wrong?
Well, you meet people while you're travelling and someone's always there to help you sort things out. People are generally very kind.
Question 8. You overhear a woman leaving a message for her son.
Listen, I'm really sorry, but I won't be able to get home to pick you up. I've been held up in a meeting. But don't worry, because everything's been arranged. I've just booked a taxi to take you to the station at 2 o'clock. Oh, there's some money on the kitchen shelf to pay the fare. So you will be ready in time, won't you? Oh, and don't forget to clean your shoes. I'm hoping to get out of here in about half an hour, and then I'll pick you up after the interview. So, good luck. Just do your best and try to relax.